Today, this evening, we want to continue our discussion on the light. In the evening, we were looking at Hebrews chapter 8. Where God said He will put His law inside our hearts. So, when you become born again, the light of God comes into your soul. Because every man has three parts: the spirit from God, the soul, and then the body. So, Paul calls the spirit and the soul the inner man.
Paulo alita abana esprit alita mutu etu andani.
And then your body, which he calls the outer man,
na
the physical man. So your body physically has five senses through which it relates to the world outside.
Mwili wetu unakuwa na masensi tano ambazo inatumia kusikia ama kuintervene na dunia.
So you can see with your eyes.
Unaweza ona na macho yako.
You can hear with your ears.
Unaweza sikia na masikio.
You have a mouth, you can eat and talk.
Unaweza ita, unaweza kula na unaweza.
And then you have a nose that you can, you know, smell, and also through it know things. You are aware of what's around you.
Una mapua ambayo unaweza tumia kwa kusikiliza huko.
And then you have your hands
na una mikono
that you can touch and feel things and relate and hold. And so those are the five senses through which the body functions on the natural. In the same way, your inner man also has senses, five senses, through which it functions. The Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 3 when Eve and Adam ate the fruit, when they disobeyed God, they died. And their eyes were opened. So, which eye is he talking of that was opened? He was not talking of the physical eye, because Adam was not physically blind. Adam was physically, he had a physical ability to see, and also had the spiritual ability through the five senses to relate with God.
Adam alikuwa na macho ya kuona physically, na ndani yake alikuwa na hiyo sense yenye ilikuwa inamtuma anafika hata kwenye Mungu.
So what happened was, when Adam died, his spiritual senses all closed down.
Na wapi nilifikia Adam wakati alishindwa, ni hiyo sense spiritual zake zikakufa.
So Adam lost the ability to see God. Have a face-to-face contact with God, as he was doing before. Adam lost the ability to hear the voice of God very clearly. He lost the ability to spiritually discern the spirits of God and the spirits of darkness. He lost the ability to receive life direct from the, you know, from God. And he lost the ability to touch and relate with God. But at the same time, Adam developed the ability to be a natural man that depended on his physical eyes, physical ears, his physical senses. He became a physical natural man. So the Bible says flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So a natural man cannot come into the presence of God. He cannot hear God. He cannot see God. He cannot relate with God. So when God speaks to a natural man, he tries to understand it using his physical mind, physical eye. So it's only what is in the physical dimension that the natural physical man can, that's the only way he can relate to God.
Atataka aisikie mambo ya Mungu anamwambia kimwili aisikilize aiguse vile vile mwili yake inamuongoza.
So let me give you an example.
Acha nifanye mfano.
The Bible says that at the end of time that the trumpet shall sound and the people of God will be gathered together.
Mfano ni kusema Biblia inatuambia kuwa siku za mwisho trompeti itapiga na watoto wa Mungu watakusanyika kwenye hiyo sauti.
Some people think it's a physical trumpet. So that is an example of someone who is trying to understand the things of God using his natural senses. But a spiritual man will know that a message, trumpet is speaking about a message from God. And that is the message you are hearing now. It is the trumpet of God.
Na mtu wa kiroho, mtu wa spiritual atasikia kuwa trumpet iko message tuko tunapokea sai. Message kama hii tuko tunaongelea ni Mungu anatuita. Wakati tunaisikiliza tunaposha kuifuata.
Another scripture in John 14 says, in my Father's house there are many mansions.
Na ingine mfano ni ndani ya John 14 nasema nyumba ya babangu kuna watu wengi.
Somebody thinks that there are houses and skyscrapers in the sky. That is the example of someone who is using his natural senses to understand spiritual things. And that was why Jesus use parables to try to teach them the spiritual things using natural stories about the farmer, about the person that went to sow, and so on. So God wants you to become a spiritual man.
Mungu anataka wewe na mimi tuwe watu wenye kuwa spiritual kiroho.
Because God is a spirit.
Kwa kuwa Mungu iko esprit.
So God is not a physical man.
Mungu haiko mtu iko fizik.
But you have a body which is physical.
Lakini wewe uko na mwili.
You have a soul which is spiritual.
Uko na ame iko spiritual.
Then you have a spirit that you have received from God to help you become spiritual.
Na uko na esprit yenye ulipokea kwenye kutoka kwa Mungu yatakusaidia kuwa spiritual.
So when you receive the light of God,
wakati unapokea mwangaza wa Mungu,
the purpose of that light that you receive is to make you become like God.
Objectif ya Mungu kupokea hiyo esprit yake ni kugeuka na kukua kama yeye.
In other words, God wants you to become a son.
Na mneno ingine tunaweza sema Mungu anataka ukue mtoto, ukue fils.
And to make it easy for us, he sent his son as a man and he lived on the earth and his name is Jesus Christ.
Na kwa kufasilitea yale alituma mtoto wake Yesu Kristu duniani ili aishi kama sisi.
So Jesus is the model
Jesus of Christ who you should be. Amen.
If you are less than Jesus, then you have failed.
Kama,
if you are less, if you don't have the nature of Christ, then you are failed.
Kama uko hauna nature ya Jesus Christ, kama uko chini haufikie hiyo nature ya Jesus Christ,
mashindwa. The place where God wants you to change is in your soul.
Na fasi kwenye Mungu anataka kubadilisha ni ndani ya nafsi zetu ama ame yetu.
Because when Adam died, God told him, when you disobey me, you will die, and you will continue to die. It's a continual process.
Wakati Adamu alishindwa, Yesu Mungu alimwambia kuwa unakufa na utaendelea kukufa kila siku.
So the spirit of Adam first died.
Na esprit ya Adam ikakufa.
Because sin cut off the relationship between him and God.
Wakua zambi ikamkata, ikakata relasyon yake na Mungu.
There was a river that was flowing from God to the soul of Adam, nourishing it, giving it life.
Kulikuwa mtoni ama rivière ambayo ilikuwa inakule.
The emotions
inanurir ame Adam.
The emotions of Adam was not receiving life from food. The emotions, his mind, his desires, every part of him was receiving life direct from God.
Na emotions zake na mapensee zake azikuwa zinapokea chakula hii na jureni.
So Adam was a living soul.
Adam alikuwa ame yenye kuishi.
And God wanted him to eat the tree of life and then become like Christ. Adam, God wanted him to take the tree of life
and
eat it and become like Christ.
Mungu alitaka Adam akule ile muti ya maisha ili akue kama Yesu Kristu na apate maisha.
So when you are born again, that seed of Christ is introduced into your soul.
Wakati unazaliwa mupya, hiyo tena semence ya Mungu inakuwa introduit mwako na unakuwa tena na maisha.
You receive Christ as a seed.
Unapokea Kristu kama vile mbegu.
And that seed is the life of God or the light of God.
Na hiyo mbegu iko maisha ya Yesu Kristu na iko mwangaza.
That's what the brother was sharing with us in the morning. That light is a person, is Christ. So anyone who is born again has received Christ as a seed. So it is light in the midst of darkness. And that light has to grow until every part of your soul becomes changed to become like Christ. So, if you assume that this is your soul, when you become born again, you receive Christ.
Wakati unazaliwa mupya, unapokea Kristu.
So it is a seed that you have received. And this soul has four parts.
Na hii iko na vipande hivi.
One part is the mind.
Kipande ya kwanza ni mafikiri.
One part is the emotion.
Ya chini ni my emotion.
One part is your desire.
Ya ingine ni desire ama tamaa.
The other part is your will.
Na ingine ni volonté.
But you now have something new that has come in. This is Christ that has come in as a seed. So this is Christ. Has come in into this soul. So this is your soul. So in other words, when you become born again, there are two things.
Wakati
You have Christ, which is light. And then you have the rest of the soul, which is in darkness. Amen. And this darkness, Paul calls it the old man. Sometimes he calls it the carnal man. Sometimes he calls it flesh. Amen. So, any part of your soul which is not under the control of the Spirit of Christ, the Bible calls flesh.
But
the plan of God is that this Christ will take over all the part of your soul. So Christ must grow in you. You must grow in your knowledge of Christ. So if you have received Christ, you see the darkness in you is still much. And this darkness will influence your character. You still find that many times you want to have emotions for the old nature. Your mind will be wanting to go back. Your desire, the things of the world. Your will, you still want to do your will. So there are two personalities that are within you that are fighting. So Galatians says that the spirit, sometimes the Bible calls it spirit, that the spirit wars against the flesh. So we can put this as spirit. The spirit wars against the flesh. Alright, let's read some scriptures. So give us some background. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. Proverbs 4, 18.
Le sentier des justes est comme la lumière resplendissante, dont l'éclat va croissant jusqu'au milieu du jour.
So what you're saying that the path of the righteous is like what? A shining light that becomes brighter and brighter until the perfect day.
Amen.
So the light begins to expand and begin to take over. But before that, while that is happening, there is darkness. So Paul says, and he finds in me, in himself, another nature. The things he wants to do, he cannot do. He does the things he doesn't want to do. Because there is another nature in him that wants darkness instead of light. So when you become born again, you begin a spiritual battle. There is a battle within you. And you are the only one that will decide who will win. Whether you will submit to darkness or to Christ. It is a choice you make every day. You will say, oh, yesterday I made that choice. Today I'm on holiday. This darkness never goes on holiday. And the darkness in the little child that is 1 year is the same darkness that is in the man that is 60 or 80 years old. So there is no small devil and big devil. All devils are devil. So all these small children must have Bible. So I see you, come, the children don't have Bible. Where is your Bible? No Bible. You come to church. The children, the parents, we are allowing it. Why? The devils that attack the children are the same devils that attack the old people. So you have to change your attitude. You must fight the devil from small. Amen. Say amen now.
Amen.
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 So when you say you want to marry, marry means you have the ability to train your children. If you have money and you cannot teach your wife and your children, you are not ready to marry. Grass, do you know what I said? When you have million in the bank, you are not ready to marry if you cannot train your children and your wife to overcome devil. Amen. Everybody is quiet. Why are you not saying amen? Say what? Why are you not saying amen? Say amen.
Amen.
So, that you are a man or a woman means you have the ability to train your children. You have to instruct your children to overcome. That means in your home, you must have a time to pray every day. Where you teach your family scripture. That means you must marry a wife that agrees with you. A married husband that will agree with you. Not a husband every day, Dubai, every day, Dubai. No Bible. The children will be wearing trousers, shoe. But they don't know Bible. That is Goma, not Port Harcourt or Lagos. Not Zion. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the people of God, you must know how to order your family. God said, I know Abraham. Abraham will order his family.
Amen.
So those of us who are men, we have to do better. That includes me. I have to do better. I must direct my children to love God. Amen. Not just wear good dress and go to school. They must learn how to fear God and overcome. That is what it means to have godly children and godly family. Not every day, everybody, television, you watch. Nollywood, Nigerian movie. This one. Jirawa.
Novelas.
Anyone. Amen. put the TV off.
Unazimisha television.
Open Bible.
Unafungula Biblia.
And teach your family.
Na unafundisha.
Amen.
Jamaa yako.
Hallelujah. That's Christian family.
Hiyo ndio jamaa ya Kikristo.
Amen.
Amen.
When you have money, you buy big cassette to play message.
Now, wakati unatoka hapa unauza
we'll talk about it later. Amen. So, oh, is that called? DVDs now.
CDs.
CD, whatever you want to do.
Amen.
You use money to help you fear God. That is the God's name. The more money you have, the more you bring things that will help you fear God. Not to eat more conflict.
More fufu.
Amen. That is a godly man, godly man and woman. God says, a godly man is not counted by how much money, or how many jewelry or dress you have, how much fear of God is inside. That's what God counts. How much Christ has taken over this place. So that means that from the day you are born, the clock starts counting. How much Christ do you have? At the end of time, you measure how much Christ have you got. If you have a little, you have lost. If you have 100-fold, then God say yes. My good and faithful servant. Amen. So your soul is like a land, a garden field that you plant Christ. And the Christ starts growing. Amen. So that means every day you must make sure Christ is growing in you. Now, when you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, something special happens. God gives you a special help. The Spirit of God comes into your spirit. Spirit of Mungu is here. The Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God enters your spirit. And enters. I say, I have captured this one. Amen. So it is 1/3.
Huh?
1, 2, 3. On, deux, trois. 1, 2, 3.
Huh?
So, when Jesus dies for you, Jesus, this is what Jesus is buying. He's buying your soul. Your soul is the price of God. That's what God is looking for.
Looking for your soul.
The Bible says, what shall it profit a man to gain all the world and to lose his soul? God wants your soul. Because your soul is the kingdom of God. And that's why he says, I will set up my kingdom. In you. Amen. Because this your soul is heaven. Is there anybody who has seen his mind before? You have seen, if you have seen your mind. Do you have mind? But you have not seen it. Have you seen your spirit?
Then
you have spirit. Grass. Have you seen your emotion? But you have. Pourquoi? It is spirit. It is spiritual. Amen.
Amen.
And this is the real man. Good Christian will not waste time with body. Why you waste time? You dress body. You gotta sit down 6 hours and you play. 3 hours. Amen. Eh? Did you spend 3 hours to plate the soul to make it fine?
Do you understand?
This is the real man. But you are wasting time, Mama. You are wasting time on body. Chapati in the morning.
Chapati asubuhi.
Pendu. What was that? Bundu. By afternoon.
Matoke.
And what's the one beans? What's that beans for? What do you call it?
Hariko.
Hariko. All body.
Where
is the food for soul?
Huh?
Billy, where is the food for soul? Today.
Are you eating the food chakula ya ami iko?
Pourquoi?
Kwa nini?
Qu'est-ce que
Nini?
Qu'est-ce qui se passe?
What happened?
No food for soul.
Hakuna chakula kwenye amba.
The only time for soul is only on Wednesday and Sunday.
Na chakula ya ami iko tu mercredi na dimanche.
Even Wednesday, sister, I just say they don't see you.
Hata mercredi hawakuone.
So only Sunday, is it Sunday?
Dimanche.
Only Dimanche.
Dimanche.
That's when you have food. For soul. The everyday food for body. And when you die, body go down to
the
so, go to God for judgment. Go, my church must change.
Amen.
You must change to feed the soul. This so that the light will grow. Amen. So God sends help for you. The Spirit of God comes into your spirit. Amen. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Read it.
Acts 1:8.
1:8.
Mais vous recevrez une puissance, le Saint-Esprit survenant sur vous, et vous serez mes témoins à Jérusalem, dans toute l'Égypte, dans la Samarie, et jusqu'aux extrémités de la terre. Amen.
Amen. Si je reçois power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So maybe tomorrow we'll have time, we will pray. For those who have not been baptized in the Holy Ghost, we'll pray for you
tomorrow.
Because this Holy Ghost is a river. That river is flowing to your mind. To your will. To your desire.
Désir,
émotion. Amen. Every day is flowing. That's how the soul receives energy. But you are not utilizing it. You don't know why you have received power. Amen. John chapter 7, 37 to 39. Let's see. You see the river of God. There's a river in you.
Amen.
Amen. You are looking for help from outside, but the help is already inside.
John 7:38 dit, celui qui croit en moi, des fleuves d'eau vive couleront
de son sein comme
John 7, 37, 38, 39.
37.
7.
Oui. 37, le dernier jour, le grand jour de la fête, Jésus se tenant debout s'écria, « Si quelqu'un a soif, qu'il vienne à moi et qu'il boive. Celui qui croit en moi, des fleuves d'eau vive couleront de son sein, comme dit l'Écriture. Il dit cela devant l'Esprit. Il dit cela de l'Esprit que devaient recevoir ceux qui croiraient en lui, car l'Esprit n'était pas encore, parce que Jésus n'avait pas encore été glorifié.
Amen.
Amen.
Have you seen the river?
See
the river? It's a river flowing from your spirit to water.
Amen.
That river is flowing. If you then have to open your soul. Amen.
Amen.
Each time you open your soul, the river will flow.
Hallelujah.
One way of opening that river of your soul is through the word of God. When you begin to meditate on the word of God, the Spirit of God will start flowing. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there is a river that's flowing, that's the flow. And it is bringing Christ. It's bringing light to the soul. So that the light in you will shine brighter and brighter. Okay, let's read another one. That is even better. Proverbs
20:27.
So I'm hoping that after this you will go home and look at the scripture, study it, pray about it, and make it part of you.
2027.
Have you read?
Le souffle de l'homme est une lampe de l'Éternel. Il pénètre jusqu'au fond des entrailles.
So let's look at it on the board. The spirit of man. Have you seen the spirit of man? Is the candle of the Lord. So the spirit of God makes your spirit to be bright. And your spirit will now bring light
into
your soul. Amen. Amen. So let's look at an example. You're a businessman. You want to know what business I have to do. Somebody say, come, let's go to Nairobi. We will make so and so and so. Business proposal. How do you know whether you should go or not? This is the answer.
Amen.
Amen.
You
pray. And you seek God's will. Amen. Say, Spirit of God, speak to me. God will speak to your mind. And you will have a witness, a confirmation, whether you should go or not. Amen.
Amen.
So you have a light within you
showing you the way to
go. Amen. But Goma man or Port Harcourt man will go to internet and read, looking for statistics. But the statistics may not work because it has changed. Amen. But you have Holy Ghost. And you also have statistics. So the Holy Ghost will teach you how to use the statistics to make your decision. Amen. So you see, you are different. You cannot do what they are doing. Boy meets girl. Interpret. Boy meets girl. Or brother meets sister. I want to marry you. Pupua, how will you know? Answer on the board.
Amen.
You go to God. And you pray. And the Spirit of God will speak to you.
Amen.
You have a witness. Amen. Whether to go or not. Hallelujah. You will say, she's from Bakongo. Me. Bakongo. So, the will of God. My tribe, Bakongo, don't marry from Rwanda. Because Rwanda is Tutsi, enemy. Rwanda, very bad. Tutsi, very bad. Bakongo, very good. That is Congo man. Amen.
Amen.
The holy, godly man will pray. Because you have another source of information inside you that will teach you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. Let's read 1 John chapter 2, verse 24. 20 or 22. Where it says that we have an anointing that teaches you are not mine. Let me find it. 1 John 2.
1 John 2.
Check verse 20. Okay. So the Bible says that the Holy Ghost is given to you to help you.
He
shall lead you and show you the way to go. Amen.
1 John 2:27.
2:27. I read it.
1 John 2:27. Pour vous, l'onction que vous avez reçue de lui demeure en vous. Et vous n'avez pas besoin qu'on vous enseigne, mais comme son onction vous enseigne toutes choses, et qu'elle est véritable, et qu'elle n'est point un mensonge, demeurez en lui selon les enseignements qu'elle vous a donnés. Amen.
Amen. Read in English.
But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in him.
So he said that you have an anointing in you.
Amen.
Not everything that have a bam, you run to a pastor. Or run to God. Amen.
Amen.
You run to God. Because you have an anointing in you that should tell you the way to go. Amen. Besides, the word of God says it's a lamp to my feet and a light to my
path.
So the word of God is there to give you direction. The Spirit of God is there to give you direction. You can seek counsel from the brethren, those who you know can hear God. Bible says, by the word of two or three witnesses, every word will be confirmed. So the people of God should not be in confused regarding the will of God on any matter. You know when it happens, you go and meet your uncle. Uncle, I know you are very wise. You know many things. Please advise me the wife to marry. Or your mother comes to you in the morning and says, come.
Vien.
Jilene, vien. You know I'm your mother. I have seen many things. That Kikuyu girl put for you. Kikuyu, good, in no sense. To marry, it will be good for you.
He
says, see, my mom has spoken. I don't want to offend my mother. She carried me for 9 months. She suffered for me. Amen. You have the Holy Ghost. You have the Word of God. You have the
blessing.
God is there to talk to you. Amen. So you don't need. You say, Mama, I love you. Attendez. Amen. Attendez. Not now. Yeah? Okay, good. Okay, so this was just an introduction. Because I wanted us to understand what the Bible means by the kingdom of God. What it means to be a child of God. What it means to be a believer. Because what it means is that the Spirit of God has come to possess your soul. The possession of your soul is the most important thing. Because from this 1/3 to 1/3 will follow. That's when your soul is saved. This is when your spirit is saved. 3/3 is when your body is saved. Amen. And this is the full resurrection. The body cannot change when the soul has not changed. There is no trumpet anywhere that will blow and you will automatically change. There is not no such thing. Amen. It is here a little. There a little. He says, your faith will increase from faith to faith. From glory to glory. Amen. This vessel must get oil. The Bible also calls your soul vessel. Sometimes the Bible calls your soul woman or bride. So your soul is the vessel that must receive oil. And that oil is the Spirit of God. It's the life of the Spirit. It's the glory of God coming into your mind, your will, to make you to be like Christ. You need the Spirit of God to be the Son of God.
Huh?
A dog has soul but doesn't have spirit. That's the difference.
Huh?
So if you like, the dog can go to Oxford University, can go to University of Kinshasa, but he can never be a man. Amen. Because he does not have spirit. Amen. So it's this spirit that makes the soul a human being. In the same way, it is when you receive the Spirit of God that you become a son of God. So the Spirit of God must come into your soul and take it over. So the Bible says Christ in you. See? You see the Christ in you? It is a hope.
Biblia inasema ya kuwa Kristo ndani yetu ni espoir.
That one day this Christ will take over this place. And that is the full glory of God in you. Amen. Do you understand it? Christ in you. To bring you into Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you receive the light of God, it begins to walk in you. To take over all your soul. Alright? So let's read another scripture. 1 Peter 1:10. 1 Peter 1:10. Remember, if you have any question, just write it down.
We will answer the questions
later. So who has seen 1 Peter 1:9, I think.
Well,
it talks about the end of our faith.
Are
you listening? Yeah, read.
Nous vivons notre désir. Parce que vous obtiendrez le salut de vos âmes pour prix de votre foi.
Amen. Amen.
Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls.
The end point of your faith is that your soul will be saved. That's why you are a Christian. Amen. The target. The focus.
Focus
of every believer should be the salvation of the soul. You are not the believer to go to heaven. That's not why you're not a believer to go to heaven. Heaven is in you already. You are a believer that Christ might fill all your souls. Because this soul was cut off from God when sin came. This is the Son, and this is the Father. When Adam sinned, cut off from the soul. Amen. Blood opens the road and the life of God begins to come into the soul. It's the blood that opens the door. So without the shedding of blood, the life of God will not come into your soul. Amen.
Amen.
And when the life of God comes into your soul, the Spirit of God now must come to begin to bring life, bring power, bring glory. The Spirit of God is the workman. Amen. So the Bible says that Spirit of God is called the Spirit of Adoption. It's that spirit that comes to adopt your soul as the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So it's not by our power or by God, but by the working of the Spirit of God. Amen. Now, it's important because some of us are struggling with things in our desire. We are struggling with some habits in our emotion. We are struggling with some habits in our mind and in our will. It's by the Spirit. You need an energy from the Spirit. Amen. You need the power of the Holy Ghost to overcome. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, let's read Romans 8:11.
Romans 8:11. Et si l'esprit de celui qui a ressuscité Jésus d'entre les morts habite en vous, celui qui a ressuscité Christ d'entre les morts rendra aussi la vie à vos corps mortels par son esprit qui habite en vous. Amen.
So if the same spirit
kama ule ile ile esprit moja
that was in Christ Jesus
ambayo ilikuwa ndani ya Yesu Kristo
dwell in you
inakaa ndani yako,
the same spirit
ile esprit moja,
well, we do what
itakuamsha,
will quicken, will bring strength
itakuamsha, itakupatia nguvu,
so that you can overcome in your emotions, your mind, your desire.
Amen.
So if you want to overcome, it's not by your power. It's not by my willpower. But it's by the Spirit of God. Opening up your mind to the Spirit. Submitting to the mind to the Spirit of God. Amen. That's how you bring dominion over the realms of the soul. And as you do that, there will be more oil in your vessel. So your soul will become like those virgins that had oil in their vessel. Amen. So God wants you to have oil, the Spirit of God, or the Spirit of Christ in your spirit, and also within your soul.
Mungu anataka esprit ya Kristo aitie ndani ya esprit ya mwanadamu.
And when the fullness of God comes within your soul,
wakati plenitude ya Mungu inakuja ndani ya ame yetu,
this body will change.
Hii mwili inabadilika.
That body.
Ile mwili itabadilika.
You become a glorious body.
Unakuwa mwili wenye kuwa glorious.
That's what happened to Jesus Christ. Amen. Ndio
ilifikia Yesu Kristo.
When he resurrected,
wakati alifufuka,
the fullness of God was in his soul. Amen. And death could not hold him. His body became a spiritual body. So this body can either be a physical body, physical body, or a spiritual body. Amen. Amen now.
Amen.
So let me take you a little bit higher. Now, if your body is physical, it means that your body is subject to physics and chemistry and biology, the laws of man, the laws of Goma and Port Harcourt. Amen. Yeah, this one is subject to geography. Location.
Localization.
Amen.
Amen.
When your body becomes a spiritual body,
Nigeria
will say, oh, buddy, that's the end. Physics, cancel. You don't need door to enter the room. Don't you understand? They were talking and they found Jesus inside. Don't you understand? He's the same body. He's the same body. Hallelujah. He walked, they were looking for him, he walked through and went where he was. So the Bible says that man shall not live by.
Hallelujah.
Chapati alone.
And grass knows.
Not bundu. Bundu is not the anything that can give you strength for your body. Amen. The word of God, even now, the word of God can make your body new every morning. They say, Gideon, what are you eating? You look fresh.
So it's the word of God.
If you have enough word of God in your mind, it will change your body. Amen. So, there are two laws in this world now, this room. There are two laws.
The
physical and spiritual. This is what you call miracle.
Yeah?
That song you sing. A miracle, a provision. What's that? That is what you're talking about. Amen. You are singing it, but you can walk in it. You can begin to walk in miracle. Every day. You don't need pastor to walk in miracle. You need the word of God in your mind. In your mind. Hallelujah. When you have it, this mind becomes a different thing altogether. Don't you understand? This mind now becomes a spiritual mind also. Hallelujah. You are on earth, but you are operating in another dimension. So Jesus came out. The boat was shaking. The wind was blowing. Say, Pourquoi? What's the problem? Say, Jesus, we are about to die. Die we are. Say, wind, peace be still. Hallelujah. The wind automatically submitted to the spiritual law. Amen. That's where God is calling you to. That you can walk in miracle. God can do it every day for you. Amen. He can apply it in any situation, in any circumstance. Amen. So, you can walk in the miraculous. You can walk in a place where you're earth, but you're walking by heaven economics. God can meet your need. God can supply to you. By heaven economics. Hallelujah. Anyway, so that's by the side. So I wanted to explain the basic. This is the basic functioning of the kingdom of God in you. We will talk more about it tomorrow. Amen. So, when the light of God comes into you, this soul begins a journey. The light must increase. Must increase in you. And so, the first place your soul comes to is called, is an altar of brass. It has four horns. And this is your soul. This is the soul. This soul. Because the Bible says, the soul that sinneth shall die. The spirit does not sin. Do you know any scripture? One. Give me one. Let you say your spirit has sinned. Okay. So the what God is dealing with is 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. So for you to say you are born again means that your soul must come to a place of judgment. Justice. Because this altar is made of brass. And brass means judgment. Amen. So who say they are born again? Yeah, they have not gone to the court of judgment. That court is also known as a cross. Do you understand? It's also called the cross. And Paul said, my gospel is the gospel of the cross.
Yes,
and Paul said that there are some people who do not preach the cross. What are they preaching now? Who can tell me? Grass. What are they preaching now?
Prosperity.
See my hand. Do your hand like this. Okay, everybody, do your hand like this. Oh yeah, do your hand. Do exercise. Hello.
Exercise.
What? Florence. Florence is present. What is this? Belly. Prosperity. Sweatless winner. That's what I'm preaching.
Champion of Goma.
C'est
le champion of Goma. It's not in the Bible. What is the Bible? It's death. Death to where? Emotion. Death to the mind. Death to the will. And it must die. Amen. Anybody that gets there must die. If you like, you are the son of God. You must die. It has no, it doesn't have any friends.
Yeah?
You have the cross on your neck. That's very good. But I hope you are ready to go. I hope you are ready to go out of the cross. So the Bible says, if you want to be my disciple, what do you do? Eh? If you want to be my disciple, what do you want to do? You carry your own cross.
Daily.
I do what? Die on it. You die on that cross. And Paul said, I die daily.
Amen.
Amen. It is when you die that you resurrect.
Yes.
There is no life without dying. If you want to have life, you must die. You take a grain of corn.
It's useless.
You must plant it. When you plant it, it dies.
And brings forth fruit.
Amen. I need to bring forth many more fruits.
Amen.
Amen. If this old man does not die, the Christ will not expand. Don't you understand? So if I die to my emotions, then the emotions of Christ will take over.
Amen.
Amen. If I reject my Congo mind or Nigeria mind, then the mind of Christ will come. Amen. Amen. So it is by dying that Christ is able to come.
Amen.
Amen. So that is the message, the first message you hear. It's the message of the light. Because the light is coming to judge the darkness in my soul.
Hallelujah.
Amen. All the habits I have learned. When the light comes, it begins to shine. If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, what happens? The light begins to shine.
Huh?
The closer you are to the light, what do you do? The more you see. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul, John said, if we say we have no sin, we are telling lies, we are deceiving ourselves. But if you walk in the light, as He, the light, is expressing Himself in you, hallelujah, then you will see that repentance is a daily experience for your soul. Amen. As God shows you, you repent.
Now, hallelujah.
Tomorrow He shows you, you repent. And as you are repenting, the blood is washing. Breaking the altars. Bringing deliverance to you. Amen. Now, when the Spirit of God comes into your will, you know what will happen? It will bring energy and strength to you. So there is a fruit that will come out of your will. It's called self-control. Temperance.
Self-control.
That means it is a strength given to my will to bring all the desires and emotions under control. Amen. When the Spirit of God comes into your emotion, it will bring peace. To the peace. Amen. So the fruit of the Spirit is the result of the work
or the Spirit of God in your soul, and it will manifest through your body. It will manifest through your body as what? We call it the fruit. Or what? Character. Amen.
Amen.
Today, you don't find character in the life of Christians. Because they have gone to market. They have gone to Holy Ghost market. They have gone to prosperity market. To buy. Who cares about character? No. Who cares about character? We want money, dollar. 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 Say dollar, dollar.
Say me dollar.
Amen. If I want dollar.
Me not talk about dollar.
If I have dollar, I can buy a nice shoe. Big watch. I saw big watch from here. From here to here. And yellow, it will be big and yellow. And a red earring. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Vanity of mind. Vanity of mind.
Vanity.
Amen. Amen. Meanwhile, she doesn't have money to eat. But she has money to buy dollar. And she has money to buy iPhone. But she has no money to buy credit. You know the problem? No Holy Ghost. The soul is empty. Amen. What is there is the old man. The river has dried long time ago. Amen. But in this conference, the river was true again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must say, God, let this river flow again. Hallelujah. And the fruit of the Spirit will begin to come forth.
Amen.
Okay, so the first experience in this kingdom of light is judgment. And I forgot to tell you, this boundary is white. It's white. You know what white means? It's actually something like this. It has pillars.
Amen.
So this is white. So if somebody is looking at this tabernacle from far, the first thing it will see is what? It's white. And that white is a piece of light. And it is the righteousness. So your testimony from far is what? Light. Righteousness. Pure. Purity. Transparency. That is the basic character of a saint of God, a believer.
Amen.
And he's telling you, this is the kingdom of light. Because here you find Goma. What does it get you find? Grass.
Nigeria.
Yeah, Port Harcourt and Nigeria. Yeah, you have Egypt.
Sierra Leone.
Sierra Leone. Praise God, adio. Sierra Leone. Particularly Laka.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So this is the world. And this kingdom, is being set in the middle of the world. So, your defense is righteousness.
Amen.
So, some of you young people, you are in school. But nobody knows who you are. That means your own is finished. Amen. Because there is no fence. The boy comes. Say, look, my mother, doctor, my father, lawyer, I'll take care of you. I want to marry you. Because you have no testimony. Amen. If your testimony is very clear, you say, no, that one is Christian. You declare who you are. The boy will not come near you. Because he already knows your testimony. Some of us will hide our testimony. Amen. So you must declare who you are, now in the natural and spiritually. The devil must know where you belong and where you are going to.
Oh, yes.
As an individual, if someone meets you, he must not guess.
Yes.
Individual,
I'm not very sure. Should not be confused. Should know that grass is a fanatic of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a testimony. So when you now bring bride, grass, bring bride.
You're
a Christian. It's okay. Sorry.
Okay, pardon.
You gotta repent. Amen. So the world will be watching you. And they have a very high standard for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So you have to work harder. But if you remove your standard, you are just like any other thing. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'll soon stop, but this fence is a message, and it is saying this is the kingdom of light. Darkness, you cannot go beyond. Darkness, you can be outside, but you cannot enter. Because there is a fence. Amen. Now, let me show you something. You see, this fence has a pillar. This pillar has a socket that enters the ground. And that socket is made of what? Brass. So he's telling you how, remember, this is the ground. This is the ground. He's telling you, you a believer, how you relate to the world. You are in the world. But you are not off. You are in the world. You are judging the world. It's not the world influencing you. You are the one influencing the world. Amen.
Amen.
So when you are in the world, you must be there to judge the
darkness.
So even if there are things that are good, you need, like education is good, for instance. You are first a Christian before you become a student. If you are only a student, then you are
failed.
You are a Christian student. Amen. So that means you are Christian influences your studentship. Amen. Anywhere you are, the Christ must come first.
Amen.
If you're a businessman, you're a
Christian businessman.
Amen.
You're a Christian wife. Not just a wife. Amen. Oh yeah, now, when you go to Facebook, what are you? Florence, what are you? You have gone to Facebook.
You are
Christian
who
is now looking at
Facebook.
So that means everybody there will know that you are Christian. If they don't know you are Christian, then you have failed. Because they are going to send some things to you. They will say, same boy meets girl. You didn't tell them you are Christian. Amen. Say amen now. So, wherever you are, you must define your identity. Amen. Your identity must be very clear. That's the only way you maintain defense. If there is no pin pressing down, the wind will come. And what will the wind do to your fence? To blow it away. Amen. The man say you are Christian. Yeah, I'm Christian too. Let's go for club.
Let's go. So club.
Night club. Say me too, I'm Christian. In fact, I'm just coming from church. After a pastor, so and so he was in the
nightclub.
Say, hey, pastor is there.
Okay,
let's go.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Because there is no judgment of the world.
Amen.
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 So we will stop here today. You know, but we're trying to lay down the foundation. Your contact with the world is to judge. Jesus said through John, say, love not the world. First John, let's close with that. First John 2:14-15. We'll read it and then we'll close.
First John
chapter 2:14-15.
And then
another person will read James chapter 4:4. Those two, we'll read those two scriptures. And then we'll close. 1 John 2:14-15.
1 John 2:14-15. Je vous ai écrit, Père, parce que vous avez connu celui qui est dès le commencement. Je vous ai écrit, jeunes gens, parce que vous êtes forts et que la parole de Dieu demeure en vous et que vous avez vaincu le malin. N'aimez point le monde, ni les choses qui sont dans le monde. Si quelqu'un aime le monde, l'amour du Père n'est point en lui. Amen.
Amen. Read James chapter 4:4.
Jacques 4:4.
What does it say?
Adultère que vous êtes, ne savez-vous pas que l'amour du monde est inimitié contre Dieu? Celui donc qui veut être ami du monde sera ennemi de Dieu. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, it is very clear. Love not the world. Because if you love the world, you become an enemy of God. But if you hate the world, you become a friend of God.
Amen.
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 All right, Jerome 1 says, if any man love the world, the love of the Father.
He didn't say do not eat food in the world. He didn't say do not go to market. He didn't say do not go to school. He didn't say do not marry or have children or do not do so. Or don't go and check your email. And so on. But don't love it. Don't kneel down with your two legs. You surrender everything. You open your heart. And everything in the world is coming into your heart. You love the world. Amen.
Amen.
If you spend 3 hours on the internet, you must spend 6 hours in your body to cancel the internet. Amen. You understand? You cannot spend 3 hours internet and come and spend 5 minutes to read one verse. Say, I read my Bible, I read one verse of scripture. Don't you understand what is happening? The darkness will choke the seed. Amen. Jesus said that the seed fell by the wayside. Or fell among tongues. And the cares of this life. Enjoyment, entertainment. Dubai life, Dubai. Dubai choke the world.
Amen.
Amen. If you love the world, it's bad. But you can use the world. Amen. That means you have your brands. You deal with the world. Amen. With a long spoon. Long spoon. Long. You take what you need and you go your way. Amen. So you must learn how to walk in the world. Do you know why? Because when you touch the world, there is a spirit in the world. Don't you understand? The Bible says the devil is the god of this world.
Yes.
So, when you go to the world, you have left your territory, which is light, and you have entered darkness. And before you know what, you start touching the devil. You will take his property to your house. The devil will visit you. Say, you have my property. Amen. The Bible said that the devil came and sat. That the devil, king, prince of this world, cometh and does not find anything in me.
Amen.
When you begin to touch the world, you begin to mingle yourself. Because you become too mixed up with the world. Timothy says, no man that worried entangles himself with the affairs of this world. Timothy says, no man that worried, that is, a soldier doesn't mix up with the world. The soldier will normally separate himself so that he can be a good soldier.
Yes.
He's asking.
There is not.
It's about soldier. That a soldier does not entangle himself in the affairs of this life.
I'm military.
We must be.
Second Timothy 2:4.
He prepare interference. Read it.
No man that worried entangled himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier.
Amen.
1 Timothy.
2:4.
Amen.
Timothy 2.
So,
l'adversaire qui s'élève au-dessus de tout ce qu'on appelle Dieu ou de ce qu'on adore, il va jusqu'à s'asseoir dans les temples de Dieu, se proclamant lui-même Dieu. Je ne pense pas qu'il s'assoit. Non.
Il n'y a pas de soldat qui s'embarrasse des affaires de la vie. S'il veut plaire.
What verse is that?
It's 2 Timothy
2:4.
Yes.
Okay.
Il n'est pas un, il n'est pas de soldat.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yes.
Okay. So I cannot be a student so much that my Christianity has gone, has disappeared.
Mm. Then
I've gone into the world.
Siwezi kuwa mwanafunzi mwenye itatuma yeye ninasoma sana mpaka Ukristo wangu inapotea bila rudia kwenye dunia.
I want to be a wife, but my being a wife so much that Christ has gone away.
Ninataka kuwa mke na ile kutaka yangu kuwa mke inatuma Kristo ndani yangu anapotea.
Some of us parents will take so much care for our children that we do it and there's no Christ at all in our provision for them.
Moja wetu wa wazazi tellement tunataka kuhangaikia watoto, tunahangaikia sana na tunakosa kuwapatia Mungu wakati yake.
So we will end at this point. But I believe God is, you know, is laying out for us the principles of growing in the light of the kingdom of Christ growing in us, of the light shining in us, so that the testimony of Christ will comfort in us. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.